Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's the look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, October 31st. A heads up for drivers in downtown Owen Sound. Sections of 2nd Avenue East will be closed until 11 this morning for the installation of seasonal lights. A 4-month fraud investigation has resulted in an arrest and more than 20 charges against a Hanover woman. Hanover police say they executed a search warrant and then arrested and charged a 33-year-old local woman yesterday on more than 20 fraud-related offenses. Police also seized several electronic devices. The accused was not identified. Hanover police started investigating in June after a victim reported personal information being used in multiple attempts to obtain credit cards. A construction project is getting underway at the 4th Canadian Division Training Center in Meaford, and you may see hundreds of dump trucks heading to the base. Two practice ranges are being updated to meet new safety requirements. Lieutenant Colonel Joe Tobin says right now they're wild brush.
Getting out all of that brush, doing the clearance, and then we're bringing in hundreds of thousands of tons of gravel and putting down these rocks and basically making a neat, tidy gravel pad to put these targets on.
The ranges haven't been used in the past couple of years while clearing and environmental work was being done. Training will continue at the base during the construction work. An event to help stock the Bruce Peninsula Community Food Bank was a success. The Empty Bowls Peninsula event raised $5,600. Organizers say it will go a long way in filling the food bank shelves in advance of the holiday season. The Bruce Peninsula Community Food Bank helps feed around 120 households a month. To Queen's Park, the provincial government's deficit is on track to be around $6.6 billion this fiscal year. In addition to the $200 checks for Ontarians announced by Premier Doug Ford this week, the government's fall economic statement also mentions a planned tunnel under the 401 to alleviate gridlock, but there are no details on costs. And in national news, it sounds like the NDP will continue propping up the federal Liberals. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says he won't help the Bloc and the Conservatives topple the minority government.
I'm not going to play their games.
Singh was asked to comment after the Bloc publicly pulled its support for the Liberal government this week. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are headed for a lower open this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading. That comes on the heels of some selling yesterday. The Dow closed 91 points lower at 42,141. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ fell as well. Well, the TSX was off 54 points, closing at 24,507. Bitcoin up a half percentage point this morning, hovering at around 72,200 US. The price of oil is a half point higher as well, 69 per barrel, while gold's off slightly to 2790 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 71.81 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Dodgers won the World Series. The Yankees had a 5-0 lead, but LA came back to win 7-6. It's the 8th title for the Dodgers. Freddie Freeman was named MVP. He set a record by homering in the first 4 games of the World Series, and his 12 RBIs tied for the most ever. Connor McDavid will miss 2 to 3 weeks with an ankle injury. The Oilers are in Toronto on November 16th. That's right around when he should be close to returning. Leafs traded Timothy Liljegren to San Jose for defenseman Matt Benning and a couple of later round picks. Leafs host Seattle tonight. Last night, the Red Wings lost to Winnipeg. High-scoring game in Charlotte. Hornets beat the Raptors 138-133. Raps were without Scotty Barnes. He has a fractured orbital bone and will miss 3 weeks. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Walkerton and Sacred Heart picked up wins in high school senior girls basketball. St. Mary's and Owen Sound District play in the senior boys football final this afternoon at Victoria Park. Owen Sound puffer hockey, Dan Anderson scored a hat trick to help Natural Edge to a 4-2 win over Tom Construction. Smithtell beat Hometown Sports, and Hobart got past Gary Byers Sound and Lighting 5-3. Paul Bostonberry scored a pair, and the Meaford Knights are set to play at home this evening against the Bradford Rattlers. You can always find more sports on the Remax Gray Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Remax, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's coming up next. Mostly cloudy today with some showers beginning in the afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm, a high of 22. Tonight, showers ending in the evening, then cloudy, a low of 7, and tomorrow, cloudy, chance of some rain, and a high around 5.